Hello and welcome to another edition of Forkful of Noodles. I am Krish Mohan. Don't teach them what to think, but how to think. This is fundamental in education, especially one of higher caliber. But teaching has become far more difficult in this hypersensitive climate that we live in. Several schools, such as American University and the University of Illinois, are entrenched in controversy about adding trigger warnings to their syllabi about touchy subjects that class might cover. Now, as far as political correctness goes, this isn't that bad. This isn't saying that teachers can't teach you the horrors of humanity or the ugly things that lurk in the darkest reaches of our mind. This is giving a student a heads up that they can make a choice whether they want to learn this stuff or not. Kind of like the warning labels on cigarettes, right? They might say, hey, this is probably going to calm you down and make you look super cool, but there's some other shit that comes along with it. Instead, these might say, adult content. We're going to cover things like racism, sexism, war, and religion. If you'd like to be doomed to repeat this behavior, the exits are clearly marked. Just a heads up. Now, are there people that are going to take advantage of this? Absolutely. I mean, if you're hungover, you can just email the professor that the lesson about salt is a trigger for when Pepsi came out of your nose. Right? I mean, this is no different than guys taking advantage of Mercury in retrograde to sleep with a bunch of women and never call them back. Right? It's not because he's an asshole. No, it's because there's an entire planet that's out to destroy love. But this sparks the bigger argument about political correctness, which has taken a deep root in our culture over the last few years. It's gotten to the point where we're all in fear about speaking our minds and exercising our First Amendment right. It might become a viral video or a meme and ruin our lives. People are afraid to ask questions because it might be seen as a microaggression. Political correctness is killing curiosity, which is overextending the lives of cats. Hence the explanation of why we're seeing an explosion of cat videos on the internet over the years. There is a direct correlation between the rise of political correctness and cat videos. Now, this is seen as an attack by the overly liberal pinkos in America, but the conservatives are just as guilty for political correctness as the liberals are. In fact, their closed-mindedness is what led to this version of closed-mindedness. Well, here are some things that could be triggers for those on the right. Immigration reform, a woman's right to choose, atheism, agnosticism, LGBT rights, unisex bathrooms, and the black president. And I'm going to stop there because I wouldn't want all those Trump supporters to pass out from all the civil and human rights that we've just introduced them to. This generation of students grew up in a highly polarized political climate. The Democrats and the Republicans hate each other so much that they will halt legislation and both parties will pout at each other to see whose duck face is duckier. With those being the examples on the impressionable youth of America, it's no surprise that when they hear ideas that they don't agree with or like, they want them to vanish. But this is cyclical behavior. We've seen this all throughout history in the form of pickets, duct tape over mouths, themes in George Orwell books, and genocides. And if these kids would just stay in class and listen, maybe they can see their own hypocrisy and break the cycle. The movement also comes out of the self-righteousness of the social media generation. This is the first time we've seen an explosion in people's opinions expressed with such immediacy that there's almost no thought behind it. And it makes the ideas we don't want to see vanish with the press of a button. Unfriending people has become a huge trend, like Pokemon Go and Air Jordans. In fact, you're not cool unless you have no friends. These are all expressions and opinions made by emotions rather than critical thinking. And that's what higher education is for. It's to challenge what you believe and why you believe in it. But the social media generation gets angry and sad that racism, sexism, and classism all exist, and because of that, they just don't want to see it. Rather than trying to find a solution, to fix the problem. I mean, if you're really inclusive and a safe space, you will try to figure out where these behaviors come from and try to find a solution to fix that problem. As far as mental health is concerned, it's perpetuating anxious, fear-based behavior. I mean, removing what makes you anxious doesn't help you fix the issue. I used to be afraid of dogs because when I was 3, a dog tried to eat me. Or so I thought. But because of that fear-based behavior, I wasn't able to go to a lot of friends' houses because they had dogs. But with the help of those friends, I was able to ease my way into petting dogs. And then I realized, dogs are awesome! They're the best! They love us! They evolved with us. That dog, when I was 3, was just super excited to meet me, but he just came on a little too strong. Look, if you've experienced trauma of any kind and aren't ready to deal with it yet, that's completely fine. I am not ready to deal with someone using the word moist to describe a cake. Bruh. Look, all that means is you should go find someone that can help you cope through the issue so you can come back to class and be able to talk about this gritty subject matter with experiential honesty. And then you people can learn from you and engage in debate and have various viewpoints that can come up with an amicable solution to these problems. Ultimately, all this comes down to choice. The choice of being open to the beauty and ugliness of humanity. The choice to change our behavior towards challenging ideas. The choice to not let our traumas, our fears, and our illnesses define us. We have the choice to seek and take help when it's presented to us. And we have the choice to decide that when it doesn't work, we have to try something different. These educators present these lessons in a creative manner to challenge students, but these students have to be open to this lesson. By being overly hypersensitive and politically correct, you're robbing yourself of the curiosity and the solutions that could result from it. If we can't learn from our past and be curious enough to ask questions without the scorn of judgment, not only are we doomed to repeat history, but we are more importantly doomed to be overrun by immortal, narcissistic cats. That's been your Fork Full of Noodles for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I have live stand-up comedy shows coming up in New Orleans, Louisiana, Athens, Georgia, Wilmington, North Carolina, and a lot more. I'm working on a new hour. I would love to see some of you guys out there. And if you want to get some exclusive stand-up comedy, you can subscribe to my Bandcamp page. And if you would like to donate to support Fork Full of Noodles, my podcast Taboo Table Talk, and socially conscious stand-up comedy, you can donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/krishmohanhaha. Or you can check out all the links below and be sure to check out my live stand-up comedy dates as well. I hope to see you at a live show, and thanks for getting into it.